Greetings, friends, and welcome to the St. Valentine's episode of Shakespeare Brews of this podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, here today to take you through some of the most romantic moments in the works of the Bard, the works of yours truly. Now, we are going to have music, for if music be the food of love, play on. We are going to have sonnets, and we are going to have cheesy pickup lines. Our first bit of audio pleasure comes from 2005 and the play As You Like It, as performed at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Stratford, Canada. This particular recording was brought to you by the Bare Naked Ladies. The song itself is originally from Twelfth Night, but I believe you will forgive them for changing it into a separate play by the beauty and majesty that it brings.
If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it that's surfeiting. The appetite may sicken and so die. That strain again it had a dying fall. Oh, it came o'er my ear like the sweet sound that breathes upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odor. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it that's surfeiting. The appetite may sicken and so die. That strain again it had a dying fall. Oh, it came o'er my ear like the sweet sound that breathes upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odor. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before.
I'm willing to bet that most of you have not heard of that particular track. It is out of print, but you didn't hear it from me. You can find it on YouTube. Now, friends, let us talk about some of the best pickup lines used in Shakespeare. Now, there are many, many, many top 10 lists. However, one of my favourites is brought to you by the American Shakespeare Theatre, formerly the Shenandoah Shakespeare Theatre. And they have their top 10 pickup lines from the Bard. So, here we go. Number 10. If thou hast sinned, teach me. That is from Two Gentlemen of Verona. Number 9. I come to answer thy best pleasure. Oh my. From The Tempest. Number 8 is from Love's Labour's Lost. I thy pots admire. Number 7, from Taming of the Shrew, come, sit on me. Just where you put the emphasis can really make all the difference with these. Number 6 is also from Taming of the Shrew, madam, my instrument's in tune. And even some of the darker plays have pickup lines, at least for these purposes, from The Merchant of Venice. I entreat thee home with me. Number four from Love's Labour's Lost. I'll do it in my shirt.
Oh my.
And even a dark, twisted tragedy such as Titus Andronicus has one. Number three. Make some sign how I may do thee ease. Number two from Love's Labour's Lost. Let me take you a buttonhole lower. Love's Labour's Lost is getting the majority, the lion's share of the pickup lines. And number one, well, you'll have to wait to find out until towards the end of the show. Sigh no more, ladies. Sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot in sea and one on shore. To one thing constant never. So sigh not so, but let them go. And be you blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe into hey, nonny. Sing no more ditties, sing no more of dumps so dull and heavy. The fraud of men was ever so, since summer first was leafy. So sigh not so, but let them go, and be you blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe into hey, nonny, nonny.
Can be no trick. The conference was sadly born. They have the truth of this from Hero. Love me! Why?
It must be requited. I hear how I am censured. They say I will bear myself proudly if I perceive the love come from her. They say, too, that she will rather die than give any sign of affection. I did never think to marry. I must not seem proud. Happy are they that hear their detractions and can put them to mending. They say the lady is fair, 'tis a truth, I can bear them witness, and virtuous, 'tis so, I cannot reprove it, and wise. But for loving me, by my troth, it is no addition to her wit, nor no great argument of her folly, for I will be horribly in love with her. I may chance have some odd quirks and remnants of wit broken on me because I have railed so long against marriage. But does not the appetite alter? A man loves the meat in his youth that he cannot endure in his age. Shall these quips and sentences and paper bullets of the brain awe a man from the career of his humor? No! The world must be peopled! When I said I would die a bachelor, I did not think I should live till I were married.
Soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east. Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon who's already sick and pale with grief. That thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious, that her vestal livery is but sick and green. A number of fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses, I will answer it. Too bold. Tis not to me she speaks. Oh, two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business to entreat her eyes to twinkle in their sphere till they return. What if her eyes were there? They in her head. The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars, as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven were through the airy region streamed so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand. I might touch that cheek.
Those were two very different takes from two very different plays on love. Both a bit heartsick. The first one with that orchestral score was from Kenneth Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing, himself playing the role of Benedick, as you heard right there. Why should he believe these things? Because his heart wants to. The second clip was from Romeo and Juliet in the BBC's Off by Heart Shakespeare series. No score right there, just sound. The sound of the actor, the ambient sound of the city about him. And sometimes the greatest moments are in the silences. But in both cases, it's about love. And in both cases, they are each putting the lady above themselves. For that, in my not so humble opinion, is what love is about, putting the other person above you. The TV series Psych put it beautifully. First, treat her like a person, then like a princess, then like a goddess, and then like a person again. Well, whether it is a she or a he for you, first and always treat them like a person, and then possibly put them a little higher than you. I don't mean in station, but just in terms of whose needs are more important, yours or theirs. If you put the other person's needs before your own sometimes, great and magical things can happen. Maybe or maybe not treat them like a god or a goddess, that's up to you. But always and forever, treat them like a person. For together, that is all we are, people trying to do best by each other.
Of hell was ever so.
As you can probably tell from my constant usage of Much Ado About Nothing throughout this podcast episode, I really love Much Ado About Nothing. It's my favorite of all the plays, if I had to pick just one. Which is also asking me to make Shakespeare's choice and pick which of my children are going to die. You won't get me to do it! Henry V is far too precious to me. As is Titus Andronicus, weirdly enough. Heck, a top 10 pickup line came from Titus Andronicus. What more do you want from me, people? But some of you are here for sonnets. And here's one. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometimes too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe, or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Some people say that I wrote that for a lover. Some people say I wrote it as a commission. Maybe both. Maybe it was for the Earl of Wriothesley. But I'll have you know, I actually wrote it for my cat. One more sonnet before we go. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love, which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, and bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever. Thank you for joining your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare this St. Valentine's Day. Please do rate this episode 5 stars on iTunes. Go and follow me on all the various social media, because if you are not engaging with me on social media, how do I know that my life has any meaning? Go follow Shakespeare Approves on Facebook, Instagram, at Shakes Approves on Twitter, but never Snapchat. You know why? Because Snapchat was made for days such as St. Valentine's Day. Speaking of St. Valentine's Day and Snapchat, let us go to the number one Shakespearean pickup line as proposed by the American Shakespeare Theatre down in Staunton, Virginia. It is from the third part of King Henry VI, Act 5, Scene 2, Line 35. We're getting specific here, people. The number one pickup line. With thy lips, keep in my soul a while. Does it get better than that? Well, maybe a little bit, but not much. Thank you for joining me this day, dear friends. Thank you for allowing Shakespeare to be a part of your lives. Join me at a Renaissance Fair coming up this year. My very first one of the season will be in April at the Renaissance Festival of Central Florida. Then I'll be at the Philadelphia Renaissance Fair, Smithville Renaissance Fair, and Robin Hood's Fair up in Massachusetts. So come on out and say hello to Shakespeare. Get a hug. Get a fluffy kitten love grenade. It's all about love. Put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place. For you, for me, just wait. You'll see. To take us out from this fun and weird episode, here is myself performing a live song with the Creepy Bard. Go and check him out. His stuff is available on iTunes. We're going to have an album together later this year called Are You There, God? It's Me, Shakespeare. But in the meantime, here's something fun and weird. Shakespeare loves you.
When I wake up, well, you know I'm gonna be the bard who wakes with thoughts of you. And when I'm musing, well, you know I'm gonna be the bard who muses over you.
When I'm writing,
well, you know I'm gonna be the bard who writes sonnets for you. And
if I stalk you,
well, you know I'm gonna be the bard who might be stalking you. But I would write 500 poems, and I would write 500 more, just to be the bard who wrote 1,000 poems and nailed them on your door. When I'm acting, well, you know I'm gonna be the lover in a story about you. And when the royalties come in for the work I do, I'll commission a Michelangelo for you. When you go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the bard who is 3 feet behind you. And when you're sleeping, well, you know I'm gonna be the bard who's watching over you. But I would write 500 poems, and I would write 500 more, just to be the bard who wrote 1,000 poems and nailed them on your door.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, 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 no.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, 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 no.
Your last haircut. Did you know that I was there? I was the bard who picked your hair up off the floor. When I'm dreaming, well, you know I'm gonna dream about the dress you wore last Saturday before.
It was red!
When you go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the bard who's 3 feet behind you. And I love you,
and I love you,
like Romeo loves Juliet. This isn't creepy, this is perfectly normal. There'll be less suicide, and I know you'll love me too. But I would write 500 poems, and I would write 500 more, just to be the bard who wrote 1,000 poems and nailed them on your door.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, 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 no.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, 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 no.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, 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 no.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, nonny.
Hey, nonny, 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 no.
But I love you, and I'm not a stalker. This is just a very strong feeling. It might just be a midlife crisis, 'cause I've got 3 kids and a mortgage.